Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing with your phone calls, we'll take some for Joseph Farah. It didn't matter if you called him before. He'd speak about any issues. We'll go to people when he's on with us as well. Steve and others, you're up next. Steve in Illinois, listening on WWCR Global Shortwave. Welcome, Steve. How may I serve you on this day before Thanksgiving?
I got a Alex.
What kind of dog is that?
It's a Yorkie, and he's driving me crazy. Alex, I got to ask you, do you know what brought Castro, Hitler, Putin, et cetera, to power? The internal stranglehold of their economies. You know, one has to ask, you know, I always hear about Hitler. Well, why Hitler? Why was he brought in? And, you know, the same thing, and Putin come in and said, oh, no, not in this lifetime are we going to be having this take place after Yeltsin, after Gorbachev sold out to the West. That's exactly what was going on. And you talk about the Palestinians. I've had to grow a thicker skin over the years, by the way. I've been doing this for 32 years, trying to shout from the mountaintops what's going on day and night, nighttime talk shows and everything. But, you know, you ask about the Palestinians and Israelis. We love Israel. It's Israel leaders we hate. Just like in this country, we hate our leaders.
Exactly. Our media always spins it and says, you hate America. You don't like the government. No, no, no. I love my country. I hate my out-of-control, illegitimate government. And exactly, my only issue is both sides are killing each other. It's wrong. But the governments stay in power because of the constant state of war. I'm just saying the pulling back and the not taking sides is what brings clarity to this. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, but it's the chicken and egg theory. Which came first? Who's subjugating who into abject poverty right next door? They're actually cousins. I follow Messiah.
No, I got it. No, I got it. You're saying the Palestinians have a right to revolt because they were the ones herded out and pushed out through tribal warfare.
That and the way they're being forced to be led around by the nose today. We couldn't stand what they're doing. They got 12-year-old kids that stand sentry at different checkpoints. They got to go through all day and ready to blow their heads off. A 12-year-old kid telling them what to do, grown people. And that, and Alex, you know, I'm sorry for the situation.
Well, no, I'll say this. This is my biggest problem with what's happening in Israel. It is true that a lot of the Israeli advisors are the ones over here training our police. And so we're like turning into that over here. No, it's bad. I mean, listen, I'm just so sick of it. I'm so sick of hearing about it all day, too. And I was making the point about the anti-Israel crew is cartoonish. And I think sometimes that's on purpose, to make anybody critical of what Israel's doing look like buffoons. I mean, have you seen how almost every site is now governed by whoever's the most radical online? And so it's literally like Nazi propaganda now. And people telling me how Hitler was good. I studied history, real history. Hitler was an absolute out-of-control lunatic. And so my whole issue is, you know, it's like either Iran's good or the U.S. is bad, or the U.S. is good and Iran's bad. No, they're all corrupt governments. The point is, you're right. Our government's the one that overthrew their legitimate government in 53 that was pro-America. And it's true. The West goes around backing the overthrows of different places to take them over. Go ahead.
Well, let me close with this. You know, it's not coincidental that we just happen to be involving all these countries and killing them right and left. The Christians and the Muslims are all getting killed in that. And who benefits from that? And we're being the big bully boy for Israel, using our military and everything. And that's exactly what's going on. I think Israel, the AIPAC and everything, has got a hold of our military.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt that the special interest AIPAC's up there at the top and is in there manipulating, and that's wrong. And this whole Petraeus thing and the rest of it is probably a part of that manipulation. I hear you. We're going to go to break and come back with Joseph Farah straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network.
PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the Alex Jones Show, that's yours truly, by Joseph Farah, the founder of the Western Journalism Center, also been a newspaper editor at some of the biggest papers in the country, and of course he's headed up WorldNet Daily since 1996, one of the biggest constitutional libertarian websites out there, well, the biggest, if you don't count something like Infowars.com or DrudgeReport.com, and all the books, they publish countless books, just a real force out there. And I wanted to get him on. He's a hard guy to get on, but here he is for his take on the election, because he had said before the election that constitutionalist libertarians might get run out of the country if Obama got reelected. And, you know, 4 years ago, he hadn't backed McCain against Obama. He wrote the book None of the Above, a bestseller. But now Obama told us what he was going to do, coming after semi-auto and guns and rifles. Wants to shut down over 1,000 power plants. They shut down 200-plus, and it crippled us already. We've got the whole agenda, and now it's here and it's on. And we are in grave, grave trouble. Not that Mitt Romney was great either, but the vote for Obama, and now they say a mandate. Conservatives, you better get more socialists than Mao Zedong. and Lenin and Karl Marx combined, or you're not going to win. Well, that's a hoax. We know that the numbers vary, but 12 to 15 to 18 million people that would have voted Republican because of the way Ron Paul was treated and other things, and we've seen serious numbers proving that, they just didn't vote. And so now the argument is, hey, sometimes it's good to get that 105 fever and really, you know, kill whatever's in you, that virus or that bacteria. Well, now it's here. So we better use this tyranny to wake people up, states' rights movement, lawsuits, exposure, or it's over. Because once you get a pure democracy and you get 51% that can vote away the money of the other 49, you go into a hardcore tyranny. Now, of course, the mega banks, the offshore folks are lobbying for this because they can then get all their corporate welfare as long as they've got a giant group. In fact, I have an article here. I want to go over some of it later. It was up yesterday, the American Dream blog. We had it up at Infowars.com. Government website for immigrants. Come to America and take advantage of the free stuff. The Daily Caller also reported on it. WorldNetDaily.com also reported on it. Welcome to USA.gov. And we've got copies of what it advertises here. To get all your free welfare, come here, have your babies for free, get everything free, 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 and then let you vote fraudulently to take, well, Alex Jones's guns and raise my property taxes. You know, my house value has gone down quite a bit. The state says we're not going to let you contest that, and it's going to go up. And they passed a new property tax to build stuff for the University of Texas that's got close to $100 billion or more. You heard me right, $100 billion. There will be fewer jobs for American workers under this, of course. It'll drive down the wages and create a new voting bloc. So this is it. They're conquering us through collectivism. The ultra-rich using the poor. This is the old pattern. Steve Shank uses the analogy of Scar in The Lion King. Now, I saw The Lion King like 10 years ago and never made this point on air, but it's true. He goes to the scavengers, the hyenas, and he says, hey, help me overpower the lions. Make them our slaves, make them hunt for us, and you'll never go hungry again. So they do that, and they go and they take over. And that's what's happening here, and it's all just going into hyperspeed here. There's a Senate bill set to vote that's called the Internet Privacy Rights Bill that actually says no more warrants, period, for anything. it's all happening right now. It's totally insane. And we face just unbelievable times. This is not hyperbole, folks. I have to have talks every week with my wife. Because as a mother, you know, my wife's smart, but as a mother, the basic instinct is to protect your children. I got three children. And she's lived around the world. She's got a degree in history. She knows. She's lived in Europe, you name it. And she says, man, we know where this goes. We better get out of here. And I'm like, nope, nowhere to run. We're going down with the ship. And she's like, okay. But I mean, that's not hyperbole. We have to have this discussion now, you know, like 6:30 in the morning, at least once a week, seems to be when it happens, you know, when the kids are still asleep and you're looking at them asleep in bed. That's when... Again, I'm not staying here to be the big radio star. I'm not staying here to do all this. I could go overseas and do my show. I'd go to Switzerland right now, folks. But you're not going to get away from the New World Order with activity like that. Joseph Farah, WorldNetDaily.com, WND.com. I'm just kind of having a public display here of what I'm really feeling and intellectually seeing. Where are you with this whole election and just the fact that... It's not just that we have the socialism, the federalization, the police state gear up, the EPA announcing 6 years in prison for dog poop in your backyard, mainstream news, 6 years in prison for soap running off your car when you wash it, nothing to do with the environment, just total control, the nanny state, the giant prisons being built everywhere, the police bugging their eyes out everywhere. I mean, where do you see this going, Joseph Farah?
Well, I agree with your entire analysis. Couldn't agree more. I would raise one other issue that you didn't touch on, and I don't know if you've touched on it since the election, Alex, and that is that I think one of the things we learned from this vote was that it's not even a legitimate vote. I mean, quite honestly, with when you look at all of the shenanigans involved in it, I think the vote was stolen. I think it was stolen probably because of the, you know, new voting patterns we have, the new machines.
I knew, just interrupt and I'll shut up. I knew you were going to go there without even knowing where you'd go first. That's why I left that out. And again, You know I'm nonpartisan, so are you. They even Bev Harris, who's been a Democrat, the top expert, she said, well, I mean, go over the anomalies. They're not anomalies. They announced states before any votes were counted. There were precincts with zero votes for Romney with thousands voting. I mean, it's a fraud.
Absolutely, and it starts before the election because, you know, I think we talked about this perhaps the last time I was on. I mean, these voting machines where there's no paper trail anymore, where, you know, a little alteration in the software can effectively change the vote, negate a vote, and so forth. We saw evidence of that, but just days before the election, you know, they were testing machines, and they found that the people who voted for Romney, their vote was turned into a vote for Obama, and so forth. And, you know, most people probably thought, oh, well, they'll get those bugs worked out before Election Day. But on election day, one of the guys in Chicago who had discovered this problem, he's actually working on the machine. He went in and voted for Romney, and he saw his vote change to Obama. And he brings it to the attention of the poll worker, and he's told, "Well, you should just assume that your vote was recorded correctly." Now, you know, I don't know about you, Alex, or people listening to us right now, but, you know, I actually want to see my vote recorded the way I cast it. And that's just one of literally dozens and dozens of anomalies. You know, before the election, as you know, we were very concerned at WND about foreign contributions making their way into the Obama campaign. And it happened in 2008. There were no consequences for it, no prosecutions whatsoever. This is strictly illegal. Foreigners cannot contribute to U.S. elections. That's the law. Well, it happened in 2008. We documented it. And in 2012, we decided to test the system to see if there had been any reforms. We made donations to Obama's campaign on his website using a Pakistani IP address and using the name Osama bin Laden.
Saw that.
Occupation deceased terrorist. And his employer, Al-Qaeda. He lived at 9/11 Jihad Way someplace in California. We had to use a U.S. zip code because you have to put that in. And we raised every possible red flag you could raise to get this donation disqualified. We really didn't want Obama to take our money, but he took it. And he took it again and again, several donations made by Osama bin Laden. We then started, you know, some other, who else can we have donate? We had Ahmadinejad donate, Hugo Chavez, all kinds of people. Every single one of these donate, and again, all using foreign IP addresses, which should be a total giveaway. I mean, you've got a website, I've got a website, I've been in this business for over 15 years, and I can tell you the easiest thing to detect is an IP address. And if you know, it's not against the law for me to sell things to foreigners, but if it was, I can block every single foreigner from buying anything at WND, which is exactly what you would expect a campaign to do, a presidential campaign, but they didn't. In other words, they were encouraging foreign donations. Now, we got a lot of publicity about that. Did they give the money back? No. They still haven't given the money back. So we filed an FEC complaint with these very specific examples, and even that, and that's been made public. Obama campaign knows about that. Did they give the money back? No. Now, at some point, I expect the money will be returned, but there'll be no penalty. There'll be no, you know, major investigation. There'll be no scandal. And I believe that this is the tip of the iceberg in terms. Now, let me give you an example of why this is a big deal. Obama bragged about the fact that, what a high percentage of donors gave $200 or less.
I'll tell you what, Joseph, stay there. We got to go to break. I don't want to cut you off here. When we come back, get into this, but yes, just like Fast and Furious didn't get in trouble, just like Solyndra didn't get in trouble.
There's no consequence.
They can't give the money back because that would set a precedent for all the other, and so you could have Satan you know, giving him $1 million from Hades, and that would be the end of it. So this is basically what's happening. They're just setting the precedent to do whatever they want. Joseph Ferrer is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back with Vote Fraud.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25-30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
And we are live. I know we've got callers on hold. You'll get to talk to Joseph Ferrer coming up and myself with your comments or questions about the world. I've got some news items I want to throw at Joseph. But I want to get his take because, you know, he's a smart guy. He's saying we're in trouble. And, I mean, I agree. They're bringing in a very serious tyranny. We've launched the whole TSA opt-out and filmed them. That's really been successful, a testament to the public being angry. Bipartisan success, by the way. You got even big Democrat sites getting behind it. People are sick of it. We're going to talk about that coming up, too. I want to salute all of you that have been involved. Got a bunch of special reports we're going to be airing as well. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Joseph Farah, head of WorldNetDaily.com. I cut you off. You were getting into election fraud and the evidence of it. Listen, I had Bev Harris on, who's always very judicial, very judicious. And we're having her back on, but she said in blackboxvoting.org that it's hands down, absolutely beyond fraud, and she had to admit, she's been a Democrat in the past, she said that it was states where Romney should have won, they announced it for Obama before the polls even closed, and that there was just unmitigated fraud off the charts this time, where now they don't even try to hide it. But go ahead and make the point you were making.
Yeah, well, I was talking about the $200 donations. You know, Obama brags about most of his donations were $200 or less. But interestingly, he has his campaign refused to release the records of the $200 donors. And so here's what you do. You know the way that they spread wealth around, right? I mean, government money, you know, their billionaire friends. What is to prevent the money from being spread out to people, and they're instructed to make donations of $200 or less? We have no record of those people. It's unbelievable. So that's just, you know, there's so many ways that. One of the things that kills me, the Democrats, you know, they're so much against voter suppression. That's why they want to have photo ID laws where people have to, you know, actually show who they are when they vote. These are the people, by the way, want to put chips in you and want to identify every move you make. But yet when it comes time to voting, a legitimate time to ask somebody for ID, all of a sudden, it's voter suppression if you ask somebody for voter ID. And in every state that required photo ID, Obama lost. Okay? And that should tell you something about why voter ID.
So we've got to put voter ID in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, gosh, you got to drive a car, you got to have photo ID. Get on an airplane, you got to have photo ID. You go banking, you got to have photo ID. These are understandable things. There's a lot of fraud out there. Why is it that there's no fraud at the election booth? I mean, it's crazy to think about. This is supposed to be.
Well, also, look at how all the scientific polls had them neck and neck or Romney a little bit ahead. Again, but just for the sake of, you know, debate, let's say people really did elect him. Mm-hmm. What do you think of how they're pushing it? It's a mandate now for collectivism. The Republicans better become collectivist or they're out of the game forever. They're trying to move the Overton window, you know, towards total Sovietization.
Yeah, well, you know, the Republicans are in, you know, they're in CYA mode right now. They're already capitulating to everything that Obama wants. John Boehner, the House Speaker, you know, he's gonna raise the debt limit again. He's gonna let Obama spend as much money as he wants.
More taxes. Well, that's because the mega banks want that money. That's why they're capitulating.
Yep, it is unbelievable. Look, I predicted, you know, virtually I predicted doomsday on your show before the election, and this is what we're facing right now. You know, that's not to say I want people to give up the fight any more than I want Alex Jones or I intend to give up the fight. But we really have our backs to the wall. The next 4 years are going to be very, very ugly. We need to be prepared for it. We need to, you know, encourage each other, stick together. People who believe in the Constitution and the founding principles of this country, we need to stick together more than ever before.
Absolutely.
And you know, I still believe there's a chance we can eventually turn this thing around. Maybe we need this tyranny, Alex, to wake people up in this country. Maybe they haven't experienced enough tyranny in the last 4 years. Maybe they got to see it on overdrive. And if they do, and we're lucky, people are going to rise up in anger and righteous anger and take this country back.
This was a short segment, long one coming up, but I want to get into your ideas of how to turn things around and look at some of the places we've had some success. I mean, are there any bright linings out there that you see other than the fact that sometimes it needs to get really bad first?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the old expression, the darkest hour is just before the dawn. I don't think we've reached the darkest hour yet. I think the darkest hour is coming sometime in the next 4 years in this country, and hopefully that means...
Exactly. Let's talk about, from your deep research and the books you've published on this, what the attack plan is going to be. Give us a heads up, Joseph Farah, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Joseph, we know about the Bilderberg Group. He's been one of the people out there reporting on it for 16, 17 years. And so many other issues, defending the Second Amendment, you name it, and trying to influence the Republican Party to not be complete globalists. But, you know, Joseph, I want to go through a bunch of questions down here for you before we go to calls. But that's my big issue here, is the Republicans aren't really going after him now on Fast and Furious. They're not going after him on Solyndra. They're not going after him on, you know, they're giving in on the tax increases. They're doing everything because we know the big special interests that put Obama in. That's what they want. You know, it's the ultra rich that are running this thing against the middle class. But, I mean, we could see the Republicans go after Obama for all the outlandish things he's done and kind of check this out of control executive power. Instead, I've got articles here where the Senate's saying, hey, we're just going to get rid of the Fourth Amendment entirely.
Convinced that it's not going to happen. We're not going to see Republicans, even though, you know, I mean, for instance, the Republican House, the House is under the control of the Republicans for one reason, the Tea Party movement in 2010. And these guys have contempt for the Tea Party movement that put them in power and are going to do everything to ignore, you know, what the Tea Party asked them to do. And, you know, John Boehner is tripping over himself to accommodate Obama in every way imaginable. So we don't have a two-party system at work in Washington, even though we should, because, you know, the House of Representatives is a very, very powerful body. That's the body under the Constitution where all spending is initiated. That's the one. That's a body that before you can raise the debt limit, they've got to approve of it. Republicans have a majority in there. In other words, they could stop all of this in one vote, Alec. The Republicans in the House have the power to return us to something resembling constitutionally limited government overnight, and they're not going to do it. They had chances to do it in 2011. They didn't do it. They didn't do it in 2012, and in a few weeks they're going to vote again, and they're going to give Obama all the money he needs to continue Obamacare and all these crazy stimulus programs and redistribution of wealth up the wazoo. So do we have a two-party system in this country? No, not effectively we don't. We got a one-party system.
That's right, and I've now seen in hundreds of papers, I know you've seen this as well because you track the news as a news hound just like we do with your great team up there. So visit your offices, amazing crew, and shut up. You've got hundreds of articles the last month with mainline Republicans in the newspapers criticizing state house and congressional members who are talking about Agenda 21 and the UN running our military now. I mean, that's in congressional hearings that NATO is telling the Congress what to do, and that Congress now has just handed over and all of its authority on the power of the purse. And then meanwhile, the Republican Party is still busy trying to run a witch hunt against mainline conservatives that have woken up to what's happening, thanks to you and DrudgeReport.com and you know, some of the other sites and people that are covering issues like this. It's just so frustrating that this should be our greatest hour. When the world government's been announced, we've been confirmed to be right. It's run by megabanks that run derivatives, the Federal Reserve. And now America can wake up and we can take the states back and take the federal government back and restore the republic.
If you know what's going on, it's actually funny to listen to the Republican establishment types making excuses about the election, because to them, it's the fault of conservatives that this happened. Now, they went ahead and they nominated the most liberal guy they could imagine, Mitt Romney, right? They picked, you know, most of the Senate candidates. They didn't get their way on one guy, Todd Akin. So Todd Akin, is to them, is responsible for the entire election debacle. And now what they want to do is they want to make sure that the people don't get to choose in primaries anymore who the candidates are. They want to pick them themselves, which they did anyway, for the most part, but not 100%. This is what I'm seeing from the Republican Party right now, and it's very, very scary, because, you know, you have to have some balance. You got to have some opposition. You got to have checks and balances, as our founding fathers knew all so well, and we don't have them anymore.
Exactly. The Republicans operate like this placeholder of like, oh, there's conservatism. And then meanwhile, it allows the left to move even further towards tyranny. And then they go, oh, we lost because we didn't, you know,
we weren't liberal enough.
Do you agree with me looking at the numbers that it was Ron Paul people sitting it out? That, I mean, other was fraud as well.
Well, you know, hey, did Romney lift a finger to enlist Ron Paul and his, you know, did he give them the time of day?
No.
And that was a huge mistake, because Ron Paul showed in the 2012 primaries that he was, you know, represented a lot of people out there. And that was a tremendous, you know, I don't know, oversight, what do you want to call it? It was arrogance that they had no place else to go. Well, they did have some place to go. They could stay home. And that's what they did. I mean, if somebody told you a day before the election, Alex, that Barack Obama was going to get 10 million fewer votes than he got in 2008, what would your prediction have been about the outcome?
It would be that he would have lost.
Exactly. But Romney got 3 million votes less than John McCain got, which was almost unimaginable.
No. What happened is a giant mass of Republicans that understand the Republican Party is a fraud and working with the Democrats stood down. And I talked to these people. They said, let it get bad. I got my guns. They want a civil war. Come and get it. And I think that's what it's coming down to. And that brings me to my next point. I don't want the media to be able to frame this as secession, you know, because we want to set up the South again or something. I mean, the Declaration of Independence says the states created the federal government. They can abolish it or remake it or change it or abridge it whenever they see fit. So why not have the states pull out, have another constitutional meeting to not bring in new dangerous, a constitution or a con, but to re-upload the Bill of Rights, a constitution, and declare this federal government illegitimate. I mean, I think if we got that word out, I've talked to a lot of Ron Paul supporters, his advisors, Edwin Vieira, Bruce Fine, of course, also Lou Rockwell, they said what I'm talking about is actually in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. And, of course, I mean, I know it's there, but they concurred that it's a good idea. Well, I'm just going with the founder's idea. It's not my idea. It's not my plan. I'm saying it's my plan now to get everybody to have a large debate and kind of turbocharge the nullification movement like we see Texas unanimously voting to kick the TSA out last year. The Senate killed it. Then David Dewhurst, though, got shot down in the Senate because he helped kill it last year. They're back with the bill again. I mean, what do you say to my idea of packaging, repackaging secession the way it was really meant to be, that, hey, if the federal government goes rogue, the states get together and remove it?
100% for it. I've been for it for years, talked about it many times. Walter Williams is another guy who's talked about it eloquently for years. And, I think it's coming down to that. I do believe we've got such a stratified society right now. I mean, you look at the electoral map, and that doesn't even begin to tell the story. But you basically have, you know, urban areas versus rural areas. And, you know, the people who have chosen to live in the rural areas are people who want to be self-governing individuals. They don't want to be messed with. They don't want people telling them what to do. The people who love government have all flocked to the cities. And unfortunately, there's more population in the cities than there is throughout the rest of the country. That's why the map looks so weird, you know, that that Obama can win, even though he's got, you know, it looks like just pockets, few pockets around the country of support. And so what we got to do is we got to continue, even if we can find one state to make a stand. I don't know whether it's Texas or South Carolina or North Carolina, some state where we can flock there and we can build that, you know, shining city on a hill. And you know, other people will want to come there. Good people will want to flock there. They want to be living in a society where, you know, you earned what you deserve to earn, and you're not taxed. But I mean, we've got to do away with the IRS, and we've got to do, you know, that means a complete break with Washington. And I don't know if, you know, we've got enough courage to do that today, if enough people have enough courage to do it. But really, what alternative do we have?
Well, that's all the globalists, as you know, talk about, is so-called tax avoidance havens. The U.S., because we only pay 50% in, you know, federal, some form of federal tax and all the different hidden taxes. But you look at France, where it's over 70, close to 80%. You know, the French government calls Britain a tax avoidance haven when they've got VAT. But it's a fact. Government knows that when you cut taxes, tax revenues increase, just like Kennedy did. He cut one tax bracket by 50%, the other by 30, and tax revenues doubled by the next year. So why do they want to keep increasing taxes? Because it's about control.
That's
and then
right.
They get to give that tax money and contracts to themselves, and they're not going to stop. And I just see their entire battle plan built around stopping a secession movement. That's why it's obviously the key.
And that's why they love borrowing, too, because there's no accountability to borrowing. You know, you start raising taxes and people start getting angry. But if you borrow money, people don't feel it coming out of their pocket. You know, we haven't had the inflationary cycle that we all anticipated with this crazy borrowing that's been going on, unprecedented. And so, you know, we're going to see this continue now for four more years. By the time Obama's done, we're going to be looking at somewhere between probably around $25 trillion in debt at this current rate. It's unthinkable.
Which is great for the big foreign mega banks because it's all zeros and ones.
Yeah, it's just digits. It's just electronic digits. It's amazing.
But when you don't pay your property tax, they come and take your house. But then I get to read the federal websites where they tell the illegals, come here and have a kid for free, and we'll put them on welfare. And once you're here, your whole family. It's like, wow, if I don't pay my property tax, which is really hard to pay, it's not my property. It's a rental fee.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come take my house. But nobody cares about me, but, oh, the government advertises in foreign lands to come here so I can pay for their life.
Well, you asked about, you know, what's coming in this with this second term of Obama. And I'll tell you one of the first things that's coming, and it's due to the total capitulation, once again, of John Boehner and the leadership of the Republicans, is we're now going to see that comprehensive immigration reform that we've been hearing about for, you know, two administrations of Bush and one administration of Obama. Now there's a consensus in Washington. Boehner, who used to be against this when Bush was for it, is now saying, yes, we got to do that. We're going to do it right away. And, you know, he's doing it because he genuinely believes that they, you know, because they lose the Hispanic vote, the Republicans do.
And the media can spin it because it's all about identity politics where people, well, I'm voting for Obama because I'm black, he's black. How is it good for Hispanic Americans to have their wages knocked down, to have their kids saddled with debt? But the media says this is what Hispanics want, so it becomes that bandwagon effect. It's just unbelievable.
Maybe we should all move to Mexico. You know, it's a beautiful country, great beaches, natural resources. Take over Mexico might be easier than taking over the United States of America.
That might be good. Exactly. Yeah, but they got laws against that there.
And they got guns and drug cartels. And
yeah, we're in deep trouble. I mean, it's so crazy that all of this is going on. I want to take some calls here, but what are some of the other things you see front and center on the radar?
Well, very big story in WND today. I don't know if you had a chance to see it yet. It's called Now Big Brother is Really Watching You, and it's about DARPA. But this is an aspect of DARPA. I know you've talked a lot about this. DARPA is now working in the realm of artificial intelligence. You remember the film Minority Report?
Pre-crime.
Pre-crime unit, yeah. DARPA is on the verge of achieving that, the pre-crime unit. They're going to be able to, you know, if you watch the TV show Person of Interest, you see it there. That's what the machine does. It was built to predict, you know, where the next terrorist attack was going to come from, but it predicts a lot of other things.
And, of course, they'll then stage something to claim it's infallible, and it's like the Zeitgeist movement wants a computer that decides what we all get in a collectivist system. Well, who programs the computer? Just like, you know, other stuff's been proven a fraud, like they plant DNA on people, they've mm-hmm. been caught doing everything else. The lie detectors have been proven a fraud. I mean, this stuff can't be trusted.
No, of course not. Trust machines? I mean, it's crazy, but you got to read this story by Steve Elworth. Very good, very scary, but yet, you know, you want to know what we're going to be up against in the next few years. This is another thing. I mean, this is going to make Orwell look like child's play by comparison.
And they're not just going to use your neighbor tattling on you because they're mad at you to get a visit. They're building little NSA private hubs everywhere with these little spy bases all over the country and then in these giant facilities in Utah and Texas. And basically, for those of you that like collectivism, get this through your heads. This is a collectivism with an architecture towards oppression. I mean, collectivism always goes that way to begin with, but this is consciously going that way.
And you remember, if you go back and you look at the worst tyrannies of the 20th century, Stalin, Hitler, Mao, et cetera, you know, one of the things they did back then when they didn't have the technological capability that we have today is they just indoctrinated the kids. And kids turned in their parents. That was what they were trained to do. And, you know, we're very close to that right now with the indoctrination of the public school system. It is a statist system, and the kids are being turned away from their parents. I got to tell you, out there, all you parents, you know, one of the very first things you need to do, if you haven't already done it, is get your kids out of the state school system.
I agree. By the way, for at least 15 years, they have ATF-sponsored local sheriff's deputies that 6th and 7th grade teach the kids for a semester, and they have, quote, access on the playground and lunch, and they write essays on what their parents do. And we've got school computers watching people at home. And now in California and other states, as you know, Joseph, they're giving kids inoculations without parental consent. So it's already there. I mean, if you have
inoculations and chips. You see the story today in WND about the girl's about to be suspended from school because she will not accept a microchip in her student ID, and they're going to, you know, attempt to throw her out of school.
Oh, yeah, they gave her the suspension letter. In fact, we're going to have the Hernandez family on Friday after Thanksgiving when Mike Adams is sitting in. They couldn't come on today because they're in the court hearing. Absolutely. We're going to take a few calls in this segment, then 5 minutes into the next hour with Joseph Farah. And then we're going to continue with your calls and a bunch of special reports in the third hour here today. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
All the leaves are brown, leaves are brown.
more short segments. I can keep saying this 100 different ways, but folks, if you've studied mainline history, you know how much trouble we're in. I mean, there's no doubt about this prognosis. But like, if you came into the doctor and you had giant tumors the size of, you know, grapefruits all over you, I mean, you know, they tell you you're in deep trouble. This country's in trouble. And you've got hardworking people that are holding it together, and then a bunch of spoiled, rotten, surly punks. And I don't mean just poor welfare people. A lot of them are disabled or, you know, were brought up in it. I'm talking about the yuppies and the so-called liberals. They're not even liberals. I want to make a film or write a book about my observations. They're these anti-human, evil-loving, gibbering trendies. Joseph Farrell, what do you call those people? I know you've run into them that just think corruption in the state is cool, and they think they're part of the system, so they get this reflected glory from it, and they giggle at anybody that's concerned. What do you call those people?
I don't know what you call them, but do you remember the movie The Matrix?
Yes.
You know, I think an awful lot of America is living in The Matrix, you know, and then there's a few people like you and me and Drudge, and maybe, you know, lots of people, other talk radio guys who are living outside the Matrix. And it's so hard for us to figure out what's wrong with all these other folks, because, you know, we don't know that they got those electrodes in their brains, and they're under the spell of the Matrix. They're loving it.
They are under a spell. They love the con. They bought into it. And it doesn't matter if we historically and accurately know exactly where this leads. They just giggle at us. It's funny. Let's talk to Robert in Texas. Thanks for holding, Robert. You're on the air.
Great show, as usual, Alex. And a excellent analysis from Joseph. Always a good guest there. I just wanted to quickly mention Big Pharma as one of the fronts that the people really need to pay attention to. And I feel like natural alternatives are a way to go. I just interviewed Rick Simpson, the man who cured cancer in Canada using pure cannabis extract. That interview is on Funkmaster 5 channel if y'all want to look at that. A lot of people out there listening probably know somebody who's affected by a chronic illness and are taking poison to treat it.
You know what? You know what? What's that guy's name? Because I've seen his research, and and I've seen a lot of other studies that show cannabis oil has amazing effects, and the FDA's been trying to block it. What's his name again?
His name is Rick Simpson. He's from Nova Scotia, Canada. We just interviewed him last week.
No, I understand. Well, listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get some scientists on about hemp oil, but that's a separate issue I wanted to raise to Joseph Farah here. He was talking about election fraud. Does anybody really buy? Does anybody out there really in their wildest dreams and imagination really believe that Prop 37 got voted down like that in California to know if something's organic? And then what do you think about Obama going after the marijuana? Joseph Farah.
Well, all I know is that we are the most heavily medicated society in the history of the world. All you got to do is watch television. And every other commercial is drug peddling. And, you know, it's crazy because, you know, I mean, I used to be kind of a hardliner on drug legalization. Now, I mean, I realize that what the federal government is doing with this so-called war on drugs, not a war at all, what it really is, it's a way to control people. And you know, we can see how effective the war on drugs was with the Fast and Furious, for instance, where we're actually giving guns to the drug cartel. But yeah, Big Pharma is one of the biggest problems we have, because I think what it essentially comes down to is they're keeping people. That's the Matrix, okay? Well, they're not plugged into electrodes, but they're doped up and dumped down.
That's right. Stay there. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Waging war.